February 24, 1922. The cross that is suffered in the will of God becomes similar to the cross of Jesus. As I was in my usual state, my always adorable Jesus made himself seen in the act of taking up the cross and placing it on his most holy shoulders. And he told me, "My daughter, when I received the cross, I looked at it from top to bottom to see the place that each soul would take in my cross. And among many, I looked with more love, and I placed the more special attention for those who would be resigned and would live life in my will. I looked at them, and I saw their cross, long and large, just as mine, because my will made up for what their cross lacked, making it longer and larger like mine. Oh, how your long cross stood out, long from so many years of bed, suffered only to fulfill my will. My cross was there only to fulfill the will of my celestial Father, and yours to fulfill my will. One gave honor to the other, and both of them had the same measure. They blended together. Now, my will has the virtue of softening hardness, of sweetening bitterness, of extending and enlarging short things. So, when I felt the cross upon my shoulders, I felt the softness, the sweetness of the cross of the souls who would suffer in my will. Ah, my heart heaved a sigh of relief, and the softness of the crosses of these souls made the cross adapt to my shoulders, sinking so deep as to give me a deep wound. And although it gave me sharp pain, I also felt the softness and the sweetness of the souls who would suffer in my will. And since my will is eternal, their suffering, their reparations, their acts ran within each drop of my blood, in each wound, in each offense. My will made them be as though present at the offenses of the past, from the moment the first man sinned, at the present and at the future offenses. They were the ones who returned to me the rights of my will. And for love of them, I decreed redemption. And if others enter into it, it is because of these souls that they partake in it. There is no good that I concede, either in heaven or on earth, which is not because of them.